Happy Easter, everybody. So today we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus and what that means, which is eternal life. Eternal life. I kind of, you know, it's so interesting because since studying to be a minister, I mean, of course, I haven't been close to it yet, but it makes me less afraid to die. I say that now because I'm healthy and everything, but I like to think that I'm less afraid to die. But Jesus began his ministry declaring he had come to set the prisoner free. Now, this can be interpreted for all of us, whether or not we've been experienced being literally in prison or not. We can be imprisoned by our thoughts. We don't hold Jesus as a great exception to this freedom. He's the great example. He is our way shower. We don't worship Jesus, we just learn from Jesus. So the way of a spiritual life, when it looks like we are down for the count, when it looks like it is all over, when it looks like the dream has died, to know that there is always more. Something else is going to happen. Personally, I believe if you're not happy, if you don't feel good yet, it's not over yet. There is always some newness, some rebirth, some transformation coming. These resurrection stories move us from chains to freedom. As a world, recently, most recently, we've overcome a pandemic. We rise above a pandemic. This community is rising above, going from one type of leadership to another. We're finding our way in that. Individually, we have stories of being reborn and transformed by life situations, life on life's terms. The Easter season is a time of celebrating all the ways in which resurrection is possible in our lives, which changes us, which makes us born anew, a new day, a new you, a new me. We can be in need of rising out of the depths of imprisonment, addiction, poverty, illness, oppression, not just physically, but literally and spiritually, to rise above what's happening to our bodies or somebody else's, to rise above losing a job, to rise above having loved ones no longer speak to you. It could be a myriad of ways that we forget to see the good or to know. Maybe we can't see the good, but to be reminded that the good is on its way. And the reason why we forget is because it's usually fear. And I am sure it is in scriptures that Jesus was afraid from the moment he knew his own destiny of crucifixion. But at Unity, we know our faith holds the key to our own resurrection. Now, at the end, I'm going to invite you to think about what locks you up, what imprisons you in your life, and know your own resurrection, finding ways to live more fully and more freely. We will find creative ways to let this metaphor live in you. It will inspire you to unlock your own rising up, your own new day. We know it isn't easy or quick, but let this be a vision of your life resurrected. These become turnaround moments in our lives, which sometimes are miracle stories, right? Where all is reversed in some mysterious way. Most resurrection stories come from hard work to change behaviors, find coping mechanisms, seeing things differently, being diligent and healing modalities, spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally, and socially. Joe Dispenza, who is the person who does the meditations that we've been doing once a month, his life work is to help people change. And the hardest part, he says, is awareness of our old thoughts and then changing them, becoming conscious of them and how they resurrect. Like, let those old thoughts resurrect to our consciousness, because otherwise we're walking around asleep, right? It's no small feat and not usually achievable in one service or one meditation or one book or one class. We have to keep trying. Sometimes it's doable in one, but quite frankly, when I get honest with myself, it happened in one meditation, but only because for 20 years I've been praying on it, you know, and thinking about it and focusing on it. However, what we claim in this and every service is possibility, right? To believe that which locks us up can be transformed and that we are never alone in our human struggles. This is the underlying message of the Easter season of our faith narrative. For us to grow, we need challenge and we need support. We need to know people, loved ones, friends have our back. That's our support. And we need challenge. Status quo, unfortunately, as humans, isn't going to push us to change and to become more conscious and to step into that Christ consciousness that lives within each and every one of us all the time. No matter how good you feel right now, how much health, how prosperous, how happy, know there's more growth for you. There's always more. How do you know? Because you're alive and you're living life on life's terms. Stuff is going to happen. And we're not going to like it, but we get through it and we always grow from it if we choose to. We came here to grow and transform, and we can do it willingly or unwillingly, but we're going to grow and involve our consciousness. The metaphysics of resurrection is that you are more than you know yourself to be. Our mission is to continually discover, demonstrate, and educate that our source of good is God within. That's Unity Center of Norwalk's mission. And it's easy to see and know our source is good when everything is going great, right? Yeah. The learning and the teaching comes when everything is not feeling so good, not going my way, right? That's where faith shows up. I'm not to say that we can't or shouldn't feel bad. We have to. We are human, just like Jesus was. He demonstrated feeling bad. He demonstrated being disappointed. He demonstrated frustration and he demonstrated anger because he's human. We are all 100% human and we are all 100% divine. I am saying, even when we feel bad, we know more is coming. Something good will come out of this, some lesson, some blessing. There's always resurrection awaiting, a new day which will bring a new you, a new possibility, and a new freedom. If you are willing to align yourself with this consciousness and with this philosophy. Our co-founder, Charles Fillmore, said, Jesus resurrected his body through the spiritual I am in him. The resurrection takes place in us every time we rise to Jesus' realization of the perpetual indwelling life that is connecting us with the Father, Mother, God. A new flood of life comes to all who open their minds and their bodies to the living word of God. That was Charles Fillmore back in the 1900s, 1800s. When he talks about the word God, he is talking about the creative power within us. It is the consciousness of Christ mind, the highest mind we all have where we are connected. It is the candle's message, the symbolism of the candle. That is what is available. That is our resurrection. Springtime is here. Renewal, rejuvenation, rebirth. Easter came from a pagan word and celebration called Ostara. They celebrated spring with egg hunts, egg painting, egg races, as well as planting seeds for new growth and rebirth. Easter is symbolic of the revelation of spirit. We, you and I, are the way God is revealed into form on this planet. Ernest Holmes says, humanity is divinity revealed. We are called to tap into the energy of all the living, all present life of God, divine intelligence, harmony, order, grace, joy. It is here if we choose to know it. We are reborn. This is the metaphysical meaning of Easter. This invitation of resurrection, rebirth, transformation, a new day is for each of us. Do you recall a few years ago coming out of the pandemic and the question was, when are we going to get back to normal? There's no normal back to that, right? We've been transformed. Things are forever different now. This is the nature of resurrection. It's resurrection, not resuscitation, right? Resurrection, not resuscitation. Resuscitation is taking something old and making it alive again. Resurrection is rising above it and transforming. We align our mind with the divine or the Christ mind. We are resurrected. We have resurrected our mind to the newness of possibility. In Native American Indian medicine, the butterfly is symbolic of transformation. The caterpillar goes into the chrysalis and comes out as a beautiful butterfly. Transformation, right? Could you imagine if the caterpillar went into the chrysalis and came out as a caterpillar? There would be no transformation there. There would be no beautiful butterfly. Without Good Friday, we cannot have Easter Sunday. We have to go through that experience of Good Friday. And as humans, that brings up the sadness, the hurt, the pain. But Easter Sunday always comes 2 days later. Old flowers don't come up from the dirt. New flowers, new blades of grass, new butterflies. What is seeking to emerge from the crucifixion and the death of that which no longer serves you? What is looking to come to life? Something new wants to happen now. Something never seen before. And it wants to happen through you and through me. That is the promise of Easter. Joseph Campbell put it this way: we must let go of the life we planned so as to accept the life that is waiting for us. What keeps us from it? Fear of the unknown. But if we are people of faith and we know what is going to happen is good, well, let's just say fear knocked at the door. Faith answered, and there was nobody there. If we could remember that. Fear knocked at the door. Faith answered, and there was nobody there. I cannot imagine how the apostles felt watching this man they loved and followed for 3 years. Their lives had transformed. They witnessed signs and wonders and multitudes of people drawn to the teachings of this amazing rabbi. But they had to see him be tortured and crucified and killed, and to take that lifeless body down with love and care. My heart breaks just thinking about it. I talk about this because it makes me think of one of his disciples who was really important and really revered. You know, we have the big three, John, Paul, and Peter. Sorry. And George, right? Sorry. In all recordings, this next disciple is mentioned more than the other nine. She's actually mentioned more than the other nine put together. And her name is Mary. Mary from the town of Magdala on the seas of Galilee. You know her as Mary Magdalene. She is a disciple. Her story is important. And if you don't believe it, why would Jesus have appeared to her before anyone else after his resurrection? She is important and revered. For many years, she was labeled as the prostitute that washed Jesus' feet, but there is no evidence that that was the same woman. So it wasn't until 1967 when the Vatican II reformed, when Pope Paul VI said there is no evidence, and he restored Mary Magdalene to her rightful place as an important and revered follower of Jesus. Mary stood outside of the womb weeping. Could you imagine the grief that she experienced? Not just for Jesus, but for the hope he brought to the world. He was so pure and deep in his teachings of love and compassion. It looked like it was over. He was dead, and the hope was dead. The cruelty of the Romans Empire had won, and the peace of Jesus appeared to have been lost. Are you standing outside a womb weeping about your life, about our culture, about world affairs? You may have had an idea of where your life was going, where our community was going, and so on. There's been so much disruption. In 12-step meetings, there's a slogan that says, one day at a time. I have witnessed many miracles in my day, one day at a time. I think about Mary outside the tomb weeping. We need to honor our grief, but we are not going to get to Easter Sunday without Good Friday. We have to be with what is, feel it, still hold the vision of the dream and a new day. Mary herself went into the tomb and saw two angels, one at the head and one at the foot of where Jesus' body had been laid. They said, "Woman, why do you weep?" She said, "Because they have taken my Lord and I do not know where." And the weeping continues. She turns from the womb and there is someone standing there. She thinks it's a gardener, but it's Jesus. She says to him, "Sir, please tell me where you placed his body. I need to take care of it." Mary is still seeking to care for the sacred body of her friend, but in one word, Jesus reaches his hand out and says, "Mary, Mary." Scales from her eyes were lifted, and she says one word, "Rabboni," which means beloved teacher. She, Mary, was the first to see something no one thought was possible. That even the cruelty of the Romans could not keep the life of the Christ consciousness down. She was so accustomed to this 3D reality that she lived in and that we all lived in, she could not see him until he called her name. We get so accustomed to this 3D reality, we forget we have this power within each and every one of us. The song goes, the same power that rose Jesus from the grave, the same power that commands the dead to wake, lives in us. Lives in us. It makes me cry every time. The same power that moves mountains when he speaks, the same power that can calm a raging sea, lives in us. Lives in us. This resurrection, his resurrection, is proof, and we believe he is the example and not the exception. He is our example. So whatever happens in the outside world has nothing to do with your joy. It has nothing to do with your peace. It has nothing to do with your possibility. Because it's all inside of you. It is this consciousness that is within each and every one of us. A new day has come. Are you willing to claim it? Charles Fillmore said, "The resurrection takes place in us every time we rise to Jesus' realization of the perpetual indwelling life. It isn't going anywhere. It doesn't matter what you do in your town, in your country, in your world. The life of God is within you." You may ask, why don't I experience it? Because we can't see it. We don't see it. Like Mary looking right at Jesus and thinking he's the gardener. But I'm here to remind you, God knows your name, Deb. God knows your name, Jen. God knows everybody's name here because God is within you. And if you listen to the call of Spirit and know that it knows you and it is giving itself to you, Easter is on its way. I have a prayer I want to read, and then I'll be done. Whatever binds you, whatever locks you up, whatever keeps you from the freedom from which you were created can be wiped clean. For we believe our stories can be rewritten each day and every day. We know it isn't easy or quick, but let us this be a vision of our life resurrected. And now you may go into the world unlocking freedom in all the ways you discover you can, for yourself, for others, for the world. And may the love that created you be free, the Christ who showed you what freedom looks like, and the Spirit who is transforming your life even now, be with you now and evermore. Amen. I thank you. I'm your sister in prayer, possibility, and power. I see you, I appreciate you, and I love you. Know until we see each other again that you are blessed and a blessing.